Moncrief on News Talk.
It was once a rite of passage for third level students. Get your J1 visa and head off to the States for the summer to work and live in squalor. Does that really happen anymore? Is it far more difficult to do? Henry McKean reports from New York.
Hello, I am Noel Donovan, owner of Bloom's Tavern here in New York City, originally from Limerick.
You're a Limerick man.
West Limerick.
West Limerick, whereabouts?
Yeah. A place called Newcastle West.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah, on the way to Kerry.
And it gave us Ballygown.
Yes, absolutely, and red lemonade.
And red lemonade.
Yeah, absolutely, it's all good for you.
What came first?
I'd say Ballygown, yeah. I don't know, the chicken or the egg, I don't know, I'm trying to remember.
So you've been out here since the year 2000. How come you came to New York?
I blame one of my close friends from college, and I blame a lot of bad decisions and fun decisions and amazing decisions. It was so much fun. We initially came out here just for the summer with the idea of staying for the summer, and 26 years later, I'm still here loving it, and it's amazing. So I guess the J1 was a success for me. I'm happy with it.
We've got the World Cup going on behind us. We've got a stadium not even that far from here. For you, you own Bloom's here. Obviously, it's a James Joyce-themed Irish bar. Are the J1ers coming to New York, coming to America this year?
This is the first year I've seen such a big decline in it. It's been sad. It's been... it's a pity. There was, like... We'd always hire one or two. Like, we don't really... We have a lot of long-term employees here. We don't have a large turnover of people, but so we'd usually hire one or two J1ers for the summer just to help them out and help us out to cover vacations and stuff like that. But no, it's a pity. It's definitely one of the most, like, I have seen. It's just been a steady decline as the year is progressing, but the J1 in our day was amazing. We had so much fun. We'd go out to Montauk on the weekends.
And the tips, you could make a lot of money.
You could make a lot of money, but the old days, it was like kids would come out here in early May and they'd be here till the end of September, missed the first week in college or something like that. But it was a different world back then, and it's got small, it's shorter and shorter, but it is such an amazing experience from it. And I've seen a lot of amazing people have fun with it and enjoy it and get settled here in New York and get settled everywhere. It was a good starting point, you know.
Hello, my name is Oren Harrington. I am 24 years old and I'm from West Cork.
You're a West Cork man. Whereabouts in West Cork?
Alleys.
From West Cork to New York City to Manhattan, what's it been like?
It's been crazy, but an amazing experience though. It's cool to see the city and all the people, and there's always so much happening. I did the 1 year internship J1 and my first J1 as well.
This is your first?
Yeah.
So a whole year. I know when I did mine, it was just 3 months. What's it like doing a J1 for a whole year?
At the start, it was a bit scary, but once you got to know more people, it was a lot easier. And once they showed us around the city and everything.
So it kind of grew on you. Right now, the week that we've just had, it's been 40 degree heat. It's been tough. It's been warm. We're here in Fitzpatrick Hotel in Manhattan on Lexington Avenue. You've been working here for a year. Your J1 internship is coming to an end. How was it?
It was amazing. I'm very happy I did it.
What did you get up to?
A lot of work. And then also we traveled around. I went to Florida, went to Washington, saw a lot of the city.
When we did the J1, we used to have to queue up in the middle of the night to get them. They were so hard to get. Do you think your age group, some have found it harder? They found it more difficult to get into the States because you've got to go for an interview. They might have a look through your social media feed.
It was hard at the start, but the Fitzpatrick actually helped a lot because once we had a job lined up, they trusted us a lot more to come over.
Would you recommend it to other young people?
100%.
And I know it's a cliche. Is it a rite of passage?
I think so, yes, definitely.
Do you understand the Americans better? Do you understand where they're coming from? Because sometimes there's a bit of a disconnect between what we think the Americans want and what they actually want.
I do. And there's actually a lot of Irish here as well, and Irish-Americans, so it's easier to connect with them.
So there is an almost feeling of Ireland, even where we're sitting right now. It's so similar. I mean, the connections between New York and Ireland are huge.
It is. There is a lot of people.
Just a trickle of J1ers this year.
Very trickle, yeah. A lot of them are going to San Diego. A lot of them are going to Boston. I have a lot of people in Chicago. New York is just a different melting pot unless you go out to the Hamptons or somewhere more easier to get work and get accommodation. But definitely there's been such a decline in it as the years have progressed. But it's still, like, there is... New York is a difficult fish always to get accommodation, but there are, you know, there is jobs available, there is accommodation available. It's been a pity that it's just gotten so expensive and it's such a bad publicity surrounding it, you know. Like, definitely with the current administration, they have definitely put off the idea to a lot of people. There's a lot of people going to Canada, there's a lot of people going to Australia. But it's definitely, the current administration have confused a lot of people and scared a lot of people, and there has been a trickle-down effect on the Irish kids coming over for the summer, which is a pity. It's great to see them around the place. They give great energy. A lot of them always lived in Woodside and Woodlawn in the Bronx, and they give great energy to different bars and different places like that, so different neighborhoods in the city. But it is a pity to see them. I'd love to have it make more easier for them to come back, because, you know, a lot of resorts and a lot of great areas in Hamptons and Connecticut, they need the staff there, and it's, they add some colour to it, you know?
My name's Ben Harnett. I'm from Ennis in County Clare, and I'm 23 years old.
Ben, you're all the way from Ennis, and you've been out here for a year. This is your second J1, isn't it? Tell us.
Yeah, I did a J1 in Boston 2 years ago for a summer, for 3 months, and now this time I'm out here for a year on the internship J1, which is a year visa, and then you get 30 days to travel at the end. 2 years ago, we did Miami, Dallas, LA, Vegas, like we did 2 weeks of it at the end. So,
and have you missed home?
Yeah, no, definitely. But because, you know, you're only out here for a year or 3 months, you kind of, it's okay going home as well. Like, you, it's more of work, I think, in this year one. Like, I've just graduated college, so it's been more of I did business and hospitality, so I'm working in a hotel, so it's been a lot more work and looking into the future, work progress.
So like a career progression,
yeah,
I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, here in New York, like, there's so many Irish, like people my age, generations, people from older, like you'd go to the pubs and everything and you'd start chatting and you'd meet from someone from Clare, you'd meet someone that knows someone, and it's stuff like that, which is cool here, definitely in the city.
Eamon Reynolds, you've been living out here since 1988. J1s this year in New York and around the area, have you seen many?
I've noticed an absence of them. Usually they're very kind of, they stand out from the crowd because they got their Gaelic shorts on, and they're the only people who don't have a tan. But this year, I've seen very few. I think, A, it's probably more difficult to get. B, there isn't that much work in New York. You know, you got to come here, it's a short window. By the time you do the flights, do accommodation, 3 months, and turn around and make some money, it's probably easier to make money by staying in Ireland.
So you don't think it's because of Trump's America or anything like that, or high cost? You think it's just hassles, it's harder?
Like, if you go back to the generations for the last 10 or 15 years, most people came because they didn't have the opportunity to work or find quick work in Ireland for 2 or 3 months, and now they probably can.
It is a rite of passage. I know myself, I did my J1 in Hawaii back in the year 2000, and we saw the last series of Baywatch Hawaii being filmed on the beach.
Brilliant.
We lived just off Waikiki Beach,
yeah.
And I worked on basically a sunset cruise with American and Japanese tourists. I had the Japanese section, so I got no tips. Others got loads of tips.
Yeah.
But it was something really special. Do you think young Irish students are missing out if they don't do it?
They're kind of missing out. Like, I would like to see a fairer way of getting people to stay here, of getting them, like, the graduate visa has been amazing for certain people. Like, I went on a J1, then I went on a graduate visa, then I went on a H1B, then I went on a green card, and now, bang, I'm an American citizen. But there has to be some bit of fairness in immigration in all over the world. It's like, it's been difficult, it's been sad to see that cut back in the Irish people, like, but it would be, you know, there has to be a kind of fairer way of doing it. Like, the graduate visa has been amazing. I would love to hire people from my lovely alma mater at Glowing IT in the hospitality sector. Like, we'd love to have more students coming over here, and, you know, New York needs the different cultures. New York, America needs the different cultures to come over. But it is sad to see, and then not just Irish students, it's sad to see less Eastern European, less kids coming from, like, we used to know a lot of people coming from Jamaica, coming from every country under the sun, but all that has been cut back in the last couple of years.
What would you say to young people back home? Perhaps they're not always happy with American foreign policy and they decided not to apply, or they were concerned about people looking through their social media feed, or they just were put off with the idea. Why should they come? Why should they come to the States? Why should they come to this country with 350 million people, still perhaps the richest country in the world, still perhaps a country with so much to give and offer?
I think it is a headache at the start with all the visas and everything, but it's an experience like to live in one of the busiest cities in the world for a year or for 3 months, which is not a long time, like, and you get to travel and be here.
Did you party hard? I understand you were partying last night hard.
Yeah, like there's so many bars, so many people here, but it is expensive. That's the one thing as well.
Like $10 for a beer.
$10 for a Guinness and a few dollars added on for that, for tax and tip. But yeah, no, you definitely have to do that too while you're here.
And did you make much money?
Yes and no.
You got by?
Yeah. People 20 years ago, I think, when they came over, they were expecting to make, and they did make a lot more.
Back then, the tips, I mean, people became quite rich coming over doing J1.
Yeah, and it's the same with Australia and here. I think it's different. I think people think that you're going to make a lot more than you are, but like the accommodation here is a lot of money. That's the main, like half of your wages a month are going on accommodation.
How much was your rent?
$1,300, which is...
For a room?
For a room out in Brooklyn, which is about an hour outside the city.
And that's not bad. I mean, I've heard people paying $5,000.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. But when you're not making a crazy wage as well, it's a lot. And especially like groceries and beer and everything, it's like it is the most expensive city to live in the world, I think.
Henry McKean reporting there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.